Hi everyone, I'm Linda Howes with Nourishing Wellness. I'm really happy to have you on the call today. Our topic today is toxins in the home. What's lurking in your home? Tips and strategies for a healthier home. I have really important information I want to share with you today. It's a good news and bad news story. I want you to know the issues and be educated. And know that there are simple changes that you can do that will make a big difference to you, to your children, and our future generations. According to the World Health Organization, the reason childhood diseases are on the rise is due to environmental chemicals. There is a hidden cost to the slogan, Better Living Through Chemistry, which was promoted by DuPont in the 1930s to the 1980s. Many chemicals are endocrine disruptors. They're endocrine mimics. They cause hormone imbalance. This is a big factor we're finding out in infertility, in weight loss resistance, obesity and diabetes, which we're now calling the diabesity epidemic. So it plays a role in so many areas of our health. For example, if we have an increase in estrogen, it causes an increase in fat cells, and it alters our metabolism. It disrupts those biochemical messages. So your body, those messages say the wrong thing. And this can cause symptoms and disease. It can cause a cancer cell to grow. Many environmental chemicals are stored in the fat cells and accumulate throughout your life. Children are often born with high levels of chemicals, including PCBs, a group of chemicals known as organochlorines, used in the plastic industry, and were banned long ago in the United States, but still persist in our environment. They're considered persistent organic pollutants, POP, POP, meaning they stay around in the environment and our bodies for a long, long time. These chemicals biomagnify up the food chain, meaning we as higher level predators store and concentrate these chemicals from the animal products we eat and the plants that they eat. Metametrics clinical laboratories actually have tests available to measure our body burden of chemicals like PCBs, BPA, bisphenol A, and triclosan, and pesticides. Can you guess what the most toxic food exposure for PCBs is? It's farm-raised salmon. It's actually 40 times higher than the second most toxic food, which is non-organic butter. These toxins get stored in the fat of animals too. If you're a Nourishing Wellness client, or have joined in our Dump the Junk detoxes, you've learned how important your food choices are. We've shared why eating a whole foods diet with local organic foods and pasture-raised animal products and wild fish is critical to your health and well-being. Now I'd like to share with you information about the various toxins that might be lurking in your home, in some of the everyday products you use, and the simple action steps that you can take to make improvements to upgrade your home environment. The first of our six steps is to avoid pesticides. Pesticides are poisons, even in small doses, and are linked to asthma, learning disabilities, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and reproductive issues. We often associate pesticides with lawn and garden chemicals. And the EPA has found 5 pesticides that are 10 times greater indoors than outdoors. Pesticides are found in antibacterial products with triclosan. Triclosan is a pesticide. It's found in mouthwash, toothpaste, hand sanitizers, shaving creams, soaps, deodorant, even in cutting boards, clothing like socks. Pesticides cause antibiotic resistance. They're thyroid disruptors. They affect the aquatic life in our rivers and our lakes, and they are linked to birth defects. Pesticides are also found in our food. So I encourage you to look at the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen list, the 12 most contaminated fruits and vegetables that they update every year. And you can find that on their website, ewg.org. Genetically modified organisms may be poisoning the health of millions and destroying the health of millions. GMOs are banned in over 50 countries. They use a gene splicing technology, which is mainly to withstand high applications of the pesticide Roundup without damaging the crops. GMOs have never undergone standard safety testing and are found in 70% of our food supply. You'll find them in non-organic soy, canola, cottonseed, and corn products. GMOs destroy the beneficial microorganisms in the soil, which reduces the nutritional value of our food, as well as poisoning our own gut flora, which is critical to our health. So some of the simple action steps that you can take to avoid pesticides. First, remove your shoes upon entering your home so you won't be tracking in pesticides that are found in our outside environment. Find natural controls for weeds and other pests, or better yet, realize that your lawn is an ecosystem and it should have grass and clover and dandelions and moss and other wonderful plant communities there. Read labels on all antibacterial products for triclosan and avoid. Eat certified organic foods. Look at the stickers on produce because there is a code. It's a number code. And if it begins with the number 9, that means it's certified organic. So remember this, choose 9 and you'll be fine. You can visit the website responsibletechnology.org to learn more about genetically modified organisms and download the non-GMO shopping guide. And you can also watch the excellent documentary titled Genetic Roulette. There's another website too, non-GMOproject.org, which has a lot of good information. And you can download the trifold GMO FAQs there. So the second item is clean up indoor air. We spend most of our time indoors, and our homes are tighter than ever. There's lots of off-gassing from VOCs, volatile organic chemicals, which is from paints, from cleaning products, furnishings, carpets, building materials, even new clothes. And did you know that fire retardants, according to the EPA, are found in every person tested and are 75 times greater here in the U.S. than in Europe? So fire retardants are found in lots of products, clothing and carpeting and building materials and furniture. Our indoor air in a typical home contains over 500 toxic chemicals, which can cause asthma, headaches, fatigue, liver damage, cancer, and more. So some simple action steps to clean up your indoor air. Ventilate your home. Just simply open the windows. Our outside air is often cleaner than our inside air. Dust or clean with a microfiber cloth, e-cloth especially, they're wonderful. I sing their praises and are available in the office, and it's cleaning with just water, so you don't need any cleansers. Use a vacuum with a HEPA filter. Another strategy is to avoid air fresheners, whether it's sprays, plug-ins, those Christmas trees that you hang in your car, the scented diffuser sticks, scented candles. These are all toxic and contribute to toxic air. They have hundreds of synthetic chemicals, including pesticides, because pesticides are sticky and hold scent. Use eco-friendly cleaning products if you feel you need cleaning products, or do-it-yourself products with vinegar and baking soda. You might even consider purifying your air. So indoor plants are wonderful. They help to reduce contaminants and produce oxygen. So especially helpful are plants like spider plants, Boston ferns, English ivy, peace lilies, ficus, and rubber trees. Another consideration would be using an air purifier. And here in the office, I have an air purifier by GreenTech Environmental, and I love it. And I have one at home as well. You can purchase these through Madeline at Purely Green Environmental, and she's right here in New Hampshire. Our third category is be wise with plastics. Know the recycling symbol code. So the safer codes at this point, I think at some point we may find that there's lots of ingredients in plastics that aren't healthy, but the safer codes are 1, 2, 4, and 5. What you want to avoid is the PVC number 3, the polystyrene number 6, and polycarbonate BPA number 7. BPA actually helps to harden plastic. So you'll see those in like the Nalgene type bottles, although some of those are now say they're BPA free. BPA is banned in Canada since 2008. And according to the EPA, we are marinating in BPA every day. It is so widely used, and it migrates into our food, our beverages, and our bodies. You'll find BPA in the lining in many canned goods, that kind of white plastic lining. Also in register and credit card receipts, in dental sealants and fillings, in kitchen utensils, in single-use drink bottles and plastic containers, food wrap, DVDs and CDs, in medical supplies. And also think of those takeout containers that you get Chinese food and pizza in, and many other places. BPA is a known carcinogen and an endocrine disruptor. It's been linked to breast cancer, prostate cancer, obesity and diabetes, heart disease, and liver enzyme abnormalities. Another ingredient found in plastics is phthalates. These are the plasticizers. They actually soften plastics, and they're used to hold fragrance. So think of that new car smell, and you're breathing in phthalates. According to the EPA, it's the highest pollutant in the body. Phthalates are carcinogenic. They suppress the immune system. They're linked to asthma and allergies. They're endocrine disruptors. They reduce fertility in men and women. They cause premature breast development, and they affect male prenatal development. Phthalates are found in paint, laminates, flooring, vinyl, laundry detergents, and personal care products like nail polish, lotions and potions, hairspray. It's used as a lubricant in these products and to penetrate the skin and to hold fragrance and color. And on the label, they're often just listed as fragrance. So some of the simple action steps that you can take to to avoid plastics or be wise with plastics is to avoid plastic as much as possible. Get rid of your share of Tupperware. You'll want to buy food, ideally, and store food in glass containers. If you do use plastic, never heat your food in plastic, even if it says that it's safe. Make sure your foods have cooled if you're storing in plastic containers. If your plastic is scratched, don't use it. And wash your plastics by hand, not in a dishwasher, with mild soap. And better yet, another strategy is to use cloth grocery bags so you can avoid using those plastic throwaway bags. Use unscented and fragrance-free personal care products as another way to avoid those phthalates. Our fourth category is to skip the non-stick pans. Non-stick pans contain toxic PFCs, perfluorinated compounds. Think of the stain-resistant chemicals, the stain-resistant Teflon chemicals that are found in clothing and fabrics. PFCs last forever in your body and are toxic to your health. They don't degrade in the environment. They give off toxic fumes when heated at high temperatures. And never use non-stick pans if they're scratched. Don't give them away, just toss them. They're not going to help anyone. Some of the simple action steps would be to use high-quality stainless steel, ceramic, glass, or cast iron pans. And if you're using stainless steel, do the magnet test. Take one of those refrigerator magnets and put it on your pan. And if it sticks really strongly, that's a really good quality stainless steel pan. Our fifth category is personal care products. You'll want to give them an extreme makeover. Average teenage girls use 17 personal care products per day. The average adult woman uses 12 personal care products a day, where the average adult male uses 7 products per day. These products are a chemistry lab of ingredients and have an accumulative effect on the body. So some of these chemicals include fragrance, which I mentioned is hundreds of synthetic chemicals combined, including pesticides. These chemicals can cause asthma and allergies. Another ingredient that you might see on a label is sodium lauryl or laureth sulfate. This chemical is a foaming agent, and it's used in soaps and shampoos and toothpaste. It gets absorbed into the skin and mimics estrogen. It can cause hair loss. It's linked to glaucoma, cancer, and can prevent babies' eyes from developing normally. Another ingredient is lead, which is often found in lipstick. There is no safe level of lead. Then there's what's called the toxic trio, formaldehyde, toluene, and phthalates. These are found in nail products and salons, and they contain many toxic chemicals, also found in shampoos and hair colors and nail polish, and has been linked to cancer, asthma, and infertility. Another chemical you might see on the label is parabens. These are used as a preservative. They're endocrine disruptors, they mimic or block hormones, they're neurotoxic, and are found in 99% of breast cancer tissue samples. Another ingredient you'll see on the label is FB&C colors, D&C colors. These are coal tar colors derived from petroleum waste, also linked to asthma and cancer. Mineral oil is another ingredient. It's derived from petroleum. It clogs pores. It dehydrates the skin. It disrupts the ability of your skin to breathe and to absorb, so it also hinders the release of toxins. Mineral oil is found in lotions and creams, baby oil, and foundations. And I mentioned previously the antibacterial products that contain triclosan, which is a pesticide found in mouthwash, toothpaste, and hand sanitizers. Be aware that even natural and organic that you might see on a label, there are no legal standards for this in the United States and can contain toxic products. Unfortunately, we don't have full disclosure required here. The regulations are really lacking. In Europe, they go by the precautionary principle. Here, in the United States, the burden of proof is flip-flopped, so these products get out into the marketplace before they're really tested. So some of the simple action steps. As best you can, know what's in your products. You can visit the Environmental Working Group website, EWG.org, or SkinDeep.org, to look up your products because they rate them with a safety checker. And you'll want to replace with better products one at a time. Our last category is clean green. Cleaning products can be very harmful. They only tell you what the active ingredient is, and that might only be 1 to 2% of the product. So what's in the other 98% of the product? You'll want to avoid anything that has a warning label, typically products that have ammonia, bleach, and chlorine, which can affect the lungs, cause asthma, and can affect the heart. Laundry detergents, believe it or not, can be very problematic. Laundry detergents have surfactants, which are petrochemicals, that are used to reduce the surface tension on the water. These surfactants actually become more toxic as they degrade in the environment to fish, plants, and our waterways. And our water treatment plants cannot remove the residue of surfactants. And the residue is also left in our clothes. Phthalates are also found in laundry detergents. They're often there as a fragrance. They're absorbed by the skin, and they have a higher impact on our bodies in laundry detergents than what we're exposed to in plastics. Some of the simple action steps for cleaning green is, number one, best, unplug from chemicals. So there are lots of things that we can use, including e-cloths and water, to clean our homes. Unless someone is sick, we don't really need to disinfect our homes. But if you do feel like you need a disinfectant, Silvercilin is a product I have in the office, which is very antimicrobial, good for bacteria, virus, and more, as are things like oregano and thyme essential oils. So there's some do-it-yourself recipes that include water, white vinegar, baking soda, and your 100% pure natural essential oils of thyme and oregano. I mentioned the e-cloth using simply water. It lasts for over 300 washes and removes 99.9% of the bacteria that you might be wiping up. T-Wave is another product that I love. These are laundry capsules that I've been using for probably more than 3 years now, and there's no need for any laundry detergent. And these capsules last up to 700 washes. There's no residue, there's no fragrance, and they don't break down fibers. So I've given you some strategies of ways to clean up our home environments, to peek into the cabinets and under the sink and things like that, and know that every step counts. Every choice counts. Even the small steps that you make make a very big difference. Thanks so much for listening.